first of all, Mr. President, maybe you could start by telling me how would you assess the state of, or the status of Boko Haram at the moment, given that there's been this ongoing military operation against them involving Nigerian and regional troops. How would you sum up?
I'm quite pleased with what is happening because the Boko Haram is weak now because they are no longer that aggressive. They've made one or two attempts and they are, in both all cases they were rebuffed, so they were repelled. So they are getting weaker and weaker by the day. And I'm very hopeful that it will not take us more than a month to recover the old territories that hitherto have been in their hands.
Where are the jihadists? Where did they go?
Well, I think they have a lot of linkages. You know, the whole West Africa into Central Africa, going to North Africa is a free world for them.
But what I mean is, as they were chased out of these towns and villages, where do you think they've gone to now?
No, that's what I'm saying. Whenever the pressure is on them, they escape. Of course, some of them, through the exchange of fire, may die in the process, but a number of them just escape. Some of them even sneak back to reintegrate into the civilian population because they are Nigerians.
You're saying some will have gone even across the country's borders.
Yes, they move freely. They move freely.
But we've been told by the military that there's been a massive number of the jihadist fighters who have been killed, but obviously we don't get any proof of that. So is it possible that these very well-armed fighters are still hiding out in the mountains?
Some of them must have died during the process.
Some, right, yes.
Some of them must have died during the process because they are suicide bombers. They almost fight to the last limit. And nobody will just say, come and kill me. The soldiers themselves will have to fight back. So some of them will have died. But some have escaped and reintegrated into their families within Nigeria. Some have escaped through Niger and Chad to Mali. And of course, some of them are probably even in some of the Middle East countries.
And still in Borno State, in the Mandara Mountains?
Bulk of them are still within an area, a vast area we call the Sambisa Forest. That's the area where we think most of them are now, because from the observation, whenever the fight is strong, when they are retreating, they retreat towards Sambisa Forest.
The hope, of course, has always been for the families of the 219 abducted schoolgirls from Chibok. Their hope has been that this operation would find them alive. But this week, we're told by the military that there's no clues at all as to where they are.
If that is what the military tells you, then of course you have to take it. But we ask that question every day. We are looking up to, we have not seen dead girls. That is the good news. So I believe they are still alive. I believe we'll get them.
Do you know where they are?
I can't tell you where they are.
Because many people look back on those days after the abduction on
April 14th last year. After the abduction, there were trails from observation, both from our own and, of course, some of the intelligence services that help us from outside the country. But after some time, people, they get dispersed and you no longer have that trail.
But do you admit, Mr. President?
The good thing is that there is no where you've seen from the areas you have taken over. They've not seen dead girls. So they must be somewhere. And we are suspecting that they may be in Sambisa Forest. But one cannot say categorically, but we are suspecting that the bulk of them may be in Sambisa Forest.
Do you admit, though, Mr. President, there were some huge errors made in those first few days after the abduction when it seemed that your government was very reluctant to even admit that the girls had been abducted in the first place?
There's so much about these girls that one can't even comprehend. So much of, I would say, more of politics than concern by the girls. And the stories are twisted and painted different colors.
But the fact is they're missing.
Yes, the fact is that some 200 girls have been kidnapped.
219, we understand.
That's what we are told. But there is so much of mix up of the stories, and there is being used to paint government in different colors, which is not right. In the first place, the general area in the northeast where these girls were schooling, it's an area where we have the armed forces. It's like a war zone. So whether it is these Chibok girls or any other group of people, whenever there is attack in communities, the army responds, the Air Force responds. So to say that the government shows some levity on it, it's not fair. It's not fair to government. The people are not fair to government.
Let's talk now
immediately
about...
Immediately this thing happened, the first place, the school, the secondary school is owned by the state government. Incidentally, that state is controlled by a rival political parties. And probably that's why this story is being mixed up. The state, Borno State, the governor is from a rival political party. The secondary school is owned by the state. The examination body is the federal authority, because it's only the federal authorities that conduct that level of exams.
But you're the commander-in-chief of the armed forces, so the buck stops with you, doesn't it?
Yes, the security is in my hands. I'm not saying that the security is not in my hands. No, that's a different case. That's not where I'm going. But I'm saying that is the reason why all this misunderstanding.
You're saying there's politics involved?
Yes, there's more politics involved than concern for the girls. It's just wrong.
But even almost three weeks after the abduction,
look,
President...
These things have been happening all over the world.
But Mr. President,
people
let me just say...
People have been abducted all over the world, even in very powerful countries.
But let me just say, almost
so
3 weeks
terrorists.
After the abduction,
yes.
One of your ministers said to me, I don't believe this story of 219 girls being abducted. We believe it's a political trick that's been played.
That's what I'm telling you, that because of this, because that state... It's under the governor of the state is from a rival political party. The story was not very clear at the beginning. Nobody gave a proper description of what happened, which is quite sad. Nobody.
Let me
but
ask you again.
That does not mean that the security did not respond to it. Those confusion were in terms of administrative issues. I myself sent for the governor, sent for the school principal, and so those are administrative issues. Try to ask questions to understand really the circumstance, what happened that day. But that had nothing to do with the response by the security. The response was apt. We couldn't recover the girls, but you know much more than I do as a journalist that terrorists all over the world have been kidnapping people, even from very strong countries.
Let me ask you, Mr. President, about the current situation.
You try to paint it as if... because it is Nigeria, and that is why these girls have not been recovered. People are not fair to Nigeria. They are not fair to our armed forces. They are not fair to the government of this country.
Let me ask you about the current situation, because it seems it has improved as far as towns and villages being retaken, because the last few months were pretty horrific in terms of the number of people killed and the jihadists taking over those towns and villages. And in fact, the last 5+ years, the situation's gone from bad to worse. Many people are questioning, how on earth has it been that during these last just few weeks, less than 6 weeks, the whole picture has changed in the northeast? These towns and villages have been taken back, and they're wondering why that couldn't have happened months or years ago, why it's happened right now.
There are two factors to that. Yes, I agree, at the beginning of the Boko Haram, we never expected that they would build up that kind of capacity. We underrated the external influence. For Nigeria, since after the Civil War, we've not fought any war. We don't manufacture weapons. So over the period, in terms of weapons for use in short situations, we did not renew them. We didn't buy new ones. So
but
we tried to repair, I'm coming, we tried to repair what we had to use and thinking that we were going to. But as we progress from what we are getting from outside, it became more difficult. So we started to look for how to re-equip our army and the Air Force.
But this is the giant of Africa, Nigeria. How could it have got to this stage? over so many years, not obviously just during your